Good morning. Clear skies and light winds are producing a cold start to the morning across interior New York and New England as temperatures have largely dipped back into the lower and middle 20s. We do have some spotty areas of precipitation, mainly out in central New York, approaching the I-88 corridor and the thruway past Utica. This precipitation is drying out as it reaches toward the east, but some of it may hold together to produce some slick travel during the morning drive. So as skies cloud up, if you start to see some light rain or snow showers, be prepared for a little bit of slippery travel, although this will be the exception rather than the rule into the mid-morning hours. During the middle part of the day, we'll get breaks of sunshine, and this will allow temperatures to push through the 30s and into the lower 40s on average for afternoon highs. A disturbance heading our way from the Midwest will produce more clouds this evening and some spotty light rain or snow showers overnight tonight as temperatures dip back into the lower and middle 30s. This disturbance will continue to slide through in the form of a cool front tomorrow, keeping skies cloudy, but temperatures will be on the mild side with highs reaching the lower 50s on Thursday afternoon with occasional light rain showers. As that front tracks to the east on Friday, we'll start off the day in the 40s with a few rain showers, then snow showers are possible for the evening as colder air starts to bleed in. The cold air will come in full force on Friday night and will dry it out for the upcoming weekend with high pressure moving in. We'll have a return to sunshine on Saturday and Sunday, but it will be breezy and colder with highs only in the lower 30s. A storm system working its way out of the eastern part of Texas and the Gulf of Mexico will head our way for Sunday night and Monday. Right now, it looks like a mixed variety of precipitation, starting out as snow, then on Monday morning transitioning to sleet, freezing rain, and eventually rain with highs on Monday into the middle and upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder behind this system for the midweek period next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and advisories extend from the Wasatch and central and northern Rockies up through the northern plains and upper Midwest. Areas of Minnesota have already reported 1 to 2 feet of snow, with more to come as a surface wave deepens while tracking from the mid-Mississippi Valley to the upper Great Lakes. Strong vertical motion occurring to the north and west of this low track will bring another round of heavy snow to the northern tier of the country, with northern Minnesota and the UP of Michigan picking up another 6 to 12 inches. Tomorrow, significant icing will be possible anywhere from the southern plains through the Ozarks and the lower Ohio Valley. An upper trough, which has settled over much of the western and central United States, has brought a significant shot of Arctic air to these regions. The depth of this cold air will be shallow in nature, and as the return flow from the Gulf of Mexico overrides this air mass, many locations across the Arklatex will begin to see a wintry mix, with freezing rain being the primary concern. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and 18 degrees with a northwest wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 22 degrees, the dew point 18, 85% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.10 inches, and it is currently rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 7 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy skies with highs around 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature, 34, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the year, 2.1 inches of snow, which is 1.6 inches below normal. There were 31 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 95, and for the year 1,465. The average high temperature in Albany today 40 degrees, the average low 26. The record high 63 set in 1998, and the record low 9 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning 7:09 a.m., sunset this evening 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. becoming mostly cloudy with spotty snow showers or flurries this morning, then some afternoon sunshine with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Cloudy with a few rain showers tonight, perhaps some freezing rain, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sunshine and clouds today, perhaps some spotty flurries this morning. Afternoon sunshine will lead us into the middle and upper 40s. Cloudy with a few rain showers tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with spotty, patchy, freezing drizzle or flurries this morning. A few slick spots around, then breaks the sunshine in the middle of the day, getting us into the lower and middle 40s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the middle 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few spotty areas of rain or snow showers this morning, then breaks of sunshine through the middle of the day, temperatures reaching the lower to middle 40s. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with a few spotty areas of rain or snow showers this morning, then breaks of sunshine in the middle of the day, with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Cloudy with spotty rain showers tonight and lows in the mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and mild with rain showers and highs in the lower 50s. Rain showers Friday morning in the lower 40s, then temperatures dropping through the 30s during the day with some late-day snow showers. Dry and colder for the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds both days, lower 30s. On Monday, messy snow, sleet, and freezing rain changing to rain, mid to upper 30s. Windy and colder Tuesday in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.